questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. For today's episode, we have this question considering youth. And we know that when we bring the name of youth, when we just mention it, we remember just this zest for life and energy and so much of passions. And it is sort of very difficult to control all your passions in an age of temptation. So for a youth who's living in a modern age with so much of temptations, just lurking around him. Is there any recommendation that you could give to the youth to control himself, to have this self-control or to not to be open to all the scenes that might, defect his clean heart, his or her clean heart?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we need to agree that the time and era that we are living in is a very difficult one in terms of being able to control all these passions.
In terms of temptations.
Yeah. And so I know that what I'm going to say in today's session might be easier said than done.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway, hopefully some of them would be of a benefit
for
the listeners.
Yes. Yeah.
So my first point is related to this one, and that is the fact that the more difficult the situation is, then the more reward you will receive from God.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you a practical example. Imagine you're living in a non-Islamic country where you see all these, open scenes on a daily basis, and compare to a person living in an Islamic or a religious community. So we cannot compare the both. Of course, if that person in that difficult situation is able to control himself and or herself, then the reward would be much more. Or in terms of the age, we cannot say that a man of like 50 years old, if he or a woman of the same age, if they control themselves, they receive the same reward as a teen.
Exactly,
or a youth.
Yes.
For sure, the reward is different. Or our time, and 50 years ago, of course, the situation is not the same.
It wasn't the same, yes.
So for my dear listeners out there, sometimes it seems that it's too difficult, but they should come to know that if it is too difficult, then the reward is also much greater.
The more difficulty you take and suffer from, the greater the reward is.
That's the point. So having said that, we know that there are many narrations talking about the importance of this age, for people when they are teens or youth. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, addressing one of his companions, say that pay attention to the youth, because when it comes to the good actions, they are in the first line. And also when it comes to the acts of worship, Imam says that when a youth recites the Quran, then the Quran would be mixed with his flesh and blood. It's a kind of metaphor.
It becomes a part of him or her.
Exactly. And then God will include him among the great prophets. And this is how great
is
the status of a person who is in his or her youth. And then they are able to control
who
themselves.
Who practices piety in their youth.
Exactly. In the Noble Quran, we have the example of the people of the cave. We know that all of them were among the youth. Many of the prophets were chosen as prophets when they were youth. And also the same is true about many of our imams. So what are some practical points? First of all, Islam is against suppressing the sexual desires. We do not have, monasticism in Islam. Islam is against that. Islam is against celibacy. Islam does not recommend that. But at the same time, for people to control their passions, there are a couple of practical tips and points mentioned in the verses and narrations. And hopefully, they can help our dear listeners. So there are some general points, as you rightly mentioned. One of them is taqwa. This is a very general concept, God-wariness. To know that always you are seen by God. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does not man know that he is seen by God or she is seen by God?
So that is to improve your self-control.
Yeah, exactly, definitely. And also having faith, these are some general points that are mentioned for each and every person. But, being more specific about the question of today's session, one point which is mentioned in the verses and narrations is that a youth should be always, a hardworking person. Youth is not a time for, wasting time. So the Quran and the narrations always encourage the youth to take the most out of their time. We have the example of Moses, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, mentioned in the Quran. He didn't have any property. He just went to Shu'aib and asked for a job. And we know the story mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran.
So they shouldn't stay idle.
Exactly.
The youth should have some hobbies, some activities to entertain themselves with. And also we have a proverb for that. It says that an ideal mind is the devil's workplace.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so we see that in all religions, it is considered that if you are doing nothing, if you're wasting your time, then the devil is coming to
sneak into your
head.
When we look into society, we see that people engage in hard working. They do not have at least enough time to think about.
Exactly, yes, they don't even have the time to
thinking about those.
So a way of controlling yourself is to be
involved and engaged
in different sort of jobs.
Exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The other concept mentioned in the, I will come to more practical tips. Right now, I'm just talking about some theoretical points mentioned in the verses and narrations. We have the concept of iffa or chastity mentioned in the verses and the narrations, encouraging all the people. This the same story of Musa alayhi salam talks about one of the daughters of Shu'aib, who, when coming to Musa alayhi salam, the Quran says, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا, one of them came to him, تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا, even for her walking, she was practicing chastity.
Yeah.
And nowadays we know exactly what it means. It's very possible for a person to walk with or without chastity, or for any other action. Chastity can show itself in
exactly.
Every
it can
gesture.
Be manifested in different forms.
Exactly. The way we talk, the way we
dress, the way you talk, the way you do your job.
So for this, we have the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. So he was also a youth, and he was able to commit that great and major sin, but he was able to be away from that through chastity.
And something is for sure, that when a youth finds refuge in Allah's company, then Allah would help them. Of course, he would protect them from all the sins that
this
might get into their
way. This is a very good
way.
Point. And this is a promise, a divine promise mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, that for those people who, I'm paraphrasing, of course, if they come one step, God will come 10 steps forward.
Yes, of course. If then you have a strong link with God, then that link is going to protect you.
Exactly. The other point mentioned in the Quran and narrations is remembering the Day of Judgment. I think, many of us, we take this, so to speak, theoretical point very lightly, but they are very practical. Mm-hmm. If we remember on a daily basis that there is a kind of end to this life, we will all pass away, and there
it's
is eternity out there. So for sure, at least in the long term, it will change our attitude toward life. So another practical point for all of us, especially the youth, to be away from the sins related to sexual desires is to remember the Day of Judgment, remember death.
And also, I guess, they should not expose themselves into some situations that would get them into sin.
Exactly.
Those so get away from all the temptations. Mm-hmm. This is the first step.
I will come to those more practical points, and that is one of them for sure. I talked about being engaged in different activities, and also the Quran encourages all the people, especially the youth, to be engaged in learning, and at the same time to purifying themselves, tazkiyah and tahleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fact that the Holy Prophet came to the people to purify them and to teach them. And the Holy Prophet said that...
Well, by the way, we have only 1 minute.
Okay, sure. And the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told his companions that, I do not want to see the youth, addressing all the Shias and all the Muslims, I do not want to see you except for one of the following states, either as a scholar or as a student, meaning that either you are a scholar, you know, and you need to teach, or you need to learn knowledge. Otherwise, you are wasting your time and you are committing a sin. And that is why we have in the narrations that most of the companions of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, are among the youth. So these are some of the, so to speak, theoretical points mentioned in the verses and narrations for all the people, especially the youth, to be able to control their passions
and
lustful desires. Mm-hmm. But for the more practical, inshallah, I will discuss that in the following session.
Inshallah. So youth is the prime of everyone's life. Do not destroy it with sins and blacken your heart with that. So you are listening to Arab English Radio. I hope today's episode was fruitful enough to help you with a better understanding of Islamic concept. For more information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A on Islamic Belief, may Allah protect and bless you all.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن